This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday morning, not a victory Monday, not a loss Monday, just a Monday.
Yep.
Just a stress-free, easy, hanging out Monday. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Stress-free, shake-free, all them freeze.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Feeling good, huh?
Yeah, man. You know what helped? The rain.
Yeah,
can't be outside. Rain cut me in the house. Rain cut me in the house. So, it was an all-around great weekend, and hopefully everybody had a good one. As Jack, you said, Falcons were off. So we were just talking just a minute ago. Crazy, the Hawks have a game tonight.
Yeah.
Like, already. I ain't ready for certain commentators in basketball.
You're not ready for legacy debates?
Yeah, I ain't ready for that. Damn, we just got into the heart of football.
Yeah, you're
now
right.
Now I got to deal with all that crap after the Lakers lose their first game.
They're going to be able to do some sort of, because like it's all happening at once.
Right.
There's going to be like an Alabama, Yankees, Lakers, Cowboys, legacy, Mount Rushmore. It's going to be an orgy of hot takes.
I see the Yankees getting foots put at them already, so yeah. I guess that's always a good thing. But, it was an overall good weekend. As Caleb was saying, the Dogs did what we kind of talked about on Friday.
He said blowout. Did you feel like that was a blowout?
No, I just felt control.
Okay.
You know, that was the thing
that's
about it. I mean, you can look at the score and want to call it a blowout. I just look at it as, you know, they controlled the game. They were a better team, and it showed in every facet of the football game. On Saturday afternoon, and as we get ready, and we'll talk about it all week, and I'll say it now, strange things happen on the planes, especially at night. And so Georgia's got to be ready to have that same kind of intensity, because that was the most important thing I was impressed with them was the energy they came out with. Georgia?
Yep.
Came out with some get-right energy to start the game, and I really love that. So hopefully that can carry over to Saturday night.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to judge coaches and programs and staffs and teams and all kinds of stuff like that. But one of the ways for me, you know, I'm not going to sit there and break down your coverage and all that kind of stuff and what you're doing on third down. That's what the experts are for, like yourself. But the way that you perform after a tough loss is a pretty good barometer of a program and of a coach's ability to reach his team and all that kind of stuff. And for Georgia, I mean, one of the main things we wanted to see from them was to come out and start fast, and they did. I mean, they're up 14-0. They score on their first two drives. There was a little bit of a lull in the second quarter, but still, they go up 35-7 and be able to put some backups in was definitely good, and handle your business in a noon start against Kentucky. Don't lose to Alabama twice.
Yes.
There's no worry with Kirby. Like, he's never has, never going to. Penn State lost to Oregon twice.
Yeah.
They lost to Oregon twice.
Yeah, man.
That changes everything.
Yeah.
For them.
Yeah,
like, man. I'm sitting here a week ago saying they're closer than they've been. I know it's the same thing, but it's not the same thing. Never mind. Forget everything I said about James Franklin. That's insane. You can't lose that game.
Did they let the wrong quarterback go? I mean, because he's balling. You know, but it could be a so many different things.
But that
man.
Wasn't about talent,
dude. That was going out to L.A. And again, I know you knew that the travel complaint was going to be somewhere in there in the
Fair
excuse
enough.
For them losing.
Fair enough.
There's no damn way they had any business getting their ass whipped like that. UCLA. We're at Samson's football game, and in Reno, my man, he got the iPad and everything going, and he's like. Penn State's losing. Hold on, where are they at?
Penn State's
down. They're in UCLA.
27-7 at halftime?
What the hell is going on, man?
Right.
But, I mean, yeah.
You got
they.
Jerry Neuheisel looking like a Targaryen.
Dude.
Just
I thought
I'm
talking about made you just think about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it did.
Looking like Khaleesi up there, man. But it was so cool. Good
just
for him.
Just unleashing the dragon
it
all
was cool.
over Penn State.
It was good for him. And the coolest thing was he did the interview with his dad after, which was freaking awesome.
Very cool.
But, yeah, for Penn State, and then you talk about Texas going down the way they did. Florida, I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. Like – is Billy Napier, what's his name, Fonts? Remember the Detroit Lions head coach?
Wayne Fonts.
Wayne Fonts did just enough not to get fired
just
every year?
Just enough.
get fired. Like, Billy Napier just beat Texas.
Yeah. That's a great example.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, and you're just about to fire him, and then, that's pretty good.
Got Texas.
Funny when they have all their guys.
Yeah, man.
Funny you get that receiver back, and things look a little bit different. And obviously, DJ Lagway's healthy. He was able to practice.
Yeah.
Like, no, I know. It's
crazy.
College football is insane right now. Like, I mean, you said strange things happen at on the plains. They do at night. Strange things happen everywhere.
Yes, man.
On a college football Saturday now. Like, again, nobody anywhere saw Penn State going out to the Rose Bowl. An 0-blank team hadn't beat a top 10 team this late into a season in 40 years.
Yes.
UCLA fired their coach 2 weeks ago, fired their offensive coordinator on Tuesday.
Yep.
Jerry Neuheisel was the offensive coordinator for 3 days.
Yes.
He's on the sideline just dialing it up. They put 40 on him.
Yep.
Like, and now, you know, and again, like we talked about, the loss to Oregon is what they do. Not good. Like, you don't want, that's not what you want to be your calling card, but losing close games against better or good teams, top 10 opponents, top 5 opponents, is what James Franklin had done. They win these games.
Yes, they win. These are handled.
Yeah.
These are handled. And, I mean, when you look at it, just the early season, the fall, whatever you want to call it, early fall expectations for this squad, it wasn't this. I'm not surprised they lost to Oregon. But this right here, then you go with Texas. I mean, we talked about it. We understand the expectations that come with the name and the brand of Texas. Uh-huh. But you always said it's about Sark. Like, he don't win big games.
No.
He doesn't. And so now they're in a situation where they got the Red River Shootout coming up this weekend against a backup quarterback at Oklahoma. Where's it at? Is it in Oklahoma or Texas?
Fairgrounds.
Oh, Fairgrounds. That's right. They played the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just think
I know it was against Kent State, but that Oklahoma backup quarterback can run.
He can go. We mentioned it last week. That dude can
get he
can giddy up now. Yeah. And so if you're Texas, you got to right the ship right now, man, because that's your second loss on the season. Yep. You still got to come to Georgia. Obviously, you got Oklahoma this week. So, I mean, they got to right the ship. But, I mean, just the landscape of college football, I mean, if I could call right now, is Miami the best team? Probably.
Yeah, I think that they have the best claim to number one.
Yeah.
I don't think either one of us is trying to declare anybody anything more than you've had a really good resume to this point. I think they've got the best record against the best schedule.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
What is it? October 6th. So anything could happen.
Anything can happen. It's so funny because a good friend of mine, you met my man Pete. Pete is a big Miami fan. So Pete texts me during the game and throws all about you and everything like that. And they got the game comfortable. This is when they're beating the hell out of Florida State. And it was a mistake or something. And he's like, just like the U. He's going to cost us a game. I'm like, y'all are beating the hell out of Florida State.
You went from it's all about the U to he's going to cost us the game pretty quick there, Pete.
I was like, come
now,
on.
I get it. I get it. Because you got crystal ball PTSD. I get it.
Man.
I've seen a lot of those games too. But that game, now again, they got the ball with an opportunity late in that game. But that was, that was fake close.
Yeah.
Miami dominated.
They thoroughly whipped that ass, boy. Thoroughly beat down Florida State. I mean, and then, my darling Iowa State, because I love me some Rocco.
Oh,
I did not see that.
Cincinnati's
Goodness
pretty
gracious.
Good. They're a pretty good team, man.
Satterfield got the boys playing some good damn ball.
They got a really good quarterback. I mean, they're They're 2-0 in the Big 12, and that's what is so interesting and fun about where we're at right now is everything everybody thought they knew. Again, it's so hard to throw out the like the tried and true ways of analyzing who you think is going to be good going into a year.
Right.
Just think about all the teams we were pretty sure about.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State, maybe the worst loss of anyone all season on Saturday. I don't know that they're, I mean, that's 27 point against a winless team. Like, that's one of the worst losses that we've seen.
Yeah.
In years. That's crazy how bad that was. I mean, I know Clemson beat North Carolina. North Carolina is a different conversation, but Clemson's, you know, completely fallen apart. And Texas.
Yep.
I mean, those are teams that a lot of people pick to win the national championship.
Yeah, man.
And it's not even Halloween, and we're sitting here like, I don't know about these guys.
I mean, we're coming in, we got 2-4 and, what, 6 coming into the season? Not even in top 25?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's one of those things where it just spiraled for them. And, I mean, Clemson, I mean, North Carolina's just bad. And this would be – I would be damn surprised if Bill Belichick's the coach again.
It's a one and done.
Yeah, that's just one of them situations where you're like,
I get why they tried.
It sounded good.
Yeah, I get why they tried it.
Yeah, it sounded good.
But it did it, you know, did it even really sound good?
No, it sounded weird as hell from the time when the first speculation came out. We're like, no, Bill Belichick's not going to North Carolina.
Again, that's just, think of the times we've said that about something in college football over the last, like, Deion Sanders isn't going to go to Colorado.
Yeah.
No, he sure is.
Yeah, he
not
is.
Only he's going to go there, he's going to stay there. He's going to have a Heisman Trophy winner. He's going to.
Yeah.
No, Bill Belichick's not. He's not doing that. He's not going to coach those guys. Well, yeah. Well, I don't know if he's coaching them, but luckily Dabo's nice.
Yeah.
Because that was 35-3 at halftime.
Yes.
They could have scored.
They could have scored another 100, another 30 points on him and things like that. But I think, you know, the landscape is going to be. It's like it's going to be a fun run. It looks like it might be a three loss team that might get in.
Good.
You know, and so, I mean, but you look for other teams where the doors are wide open. Door wide open for Georgia Tech over here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Absolutely.
Doors wide open for a team like Missouri, mm-hmm. whose quarterback is playing his ass off defense. And they got the best running back in the SEC mm-hmm. right now. And so.
And their backup running back's damn good,
and
too.
And so you got that. I mean, you got Bama. Great win. We'll get in that in about 30 minutes. I mean, Bama, big time win, big time bounce back for them. But, hell, Vanderbilt's still in it.
Yeah. No, Vanderbilt, I thought, again, it's one of those games. There's been a lot of them so far this year. In the SEC, but also in the Big Ten. I said this about Penn State, but I've changed my mind. Where the team loses, and it's like, no, they're still really good.
Yeah.
Like, somebody's got to lose. I mean, the game went to overtime or whatever. And obviously, the Bama game didn't, but Vanderbilt showed up ready to go.
Yeah.
Like, they played tough in that football
game. Did.
Going into the fourth quarter, they're down one score, and Alabama's just better. And having Jam Miller back is a huge deal. Ty Simpson's playing as well as any quarterback in the country, if not better than
he's
any quarterback.
Is,
well, him and Carson Beck, they're playing great ball, man.
Yeah. I mean, and think about Simpson, he's athletic as hell.
Yeah.
You know, you look at him as a pure pocket passer. I mean, I think he's playing as good as any quarterback, just like you said, him, Carson Beck. I mean, there's some other ones out there, kid from out of Oregon.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
when, Moore's playing
yeah, he's playing really, really good also.
Hung 40 on Minnesota.
Yeah.
No, sorry, that was Ohio State.
No, but I'm saying, like, yeah, he
they had the Oregon had a bye.
They don't look like, and they got a big one coming in because you got Indiana coming in this weekend. I mean, big games, looking at the schedule, Alabama got to go to Missouri, which is not going to be, Ohio State's going to Illinois. I don't know how I feel about Illinois after they let me down 2 weeks ago.
They played good on Saturday.
They played good
too.
On Saturday. They had a nice bounce back after getting their teeth kicked.
Altmaier threw for damn near 400 yards. That receiver, Beatty, that guy's awesome. 5 catches, 186, and a touchdown for Illinois.
Nice game.
He's a good player.
Nice game.
Yeah, man. Fun Saturday. It was a little hectic for the Huskies, but we got it done.
Yeah, I got it done. Yeah, I got it done at College Park.
I don't know, it's the most impressed I've been with Jed Fish. So
down 20-0?
Down 20-0 with like a minute left in the third quarter after losing. It looked like we were going to lose to Ohio State twice. That's what it looked like.
Right.
And then they showed up. The offense played great. Scored 3 touchdowns in the fourth and won. Awesome. Really impressive. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show. Thanks for being with us. First hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Stockton on 3rd and 5. Plenty of time, but not many options, so he dives for a touchdown. Gunnar Stockton, his second rushing touchdown of the season.
Yeah, I was excited about our guys getting a fast start today. I think that was the goal, to go every game. But to start early and start fast, I thought we had good energy on offense. I thought they had a good plan in terms of shoot. Every time we play them, it's really physical. It was physical again. It's always going to be physical. I thought some players had some good individual performance. We still have a long way to go to improve, to get where we want to go. We are not as efficient and together as we need to be, but we are physical and we are resilient, and we do have guys that believe in physicality, which is going to keep you in every game.
Yeah, that's right. Speed, the urgency of what they get started the game with was, I thought, was the most important thing, Bonk. I know, you know, it wasn't perfect at all. You know, Gunner using his legs is always going to be the benefit. It's going to be beneficial to this offense. I mean, second touchdown run, it was so nice.
Yeah.
How he dipped in and then dipped back out.
Miss.
And then got there. Damn tight end caught the ball. Oh, damn.
Couple
Oscar.
Of them.
Yeah, man. So
I don't want to get crazy, because Bowers would have scored on that one.
He
would have. He kind of looked like Brock a little bit when he kind of turned the corner on that and got ahead of steam.
Yeah, Elias Williams, this little freshman. All right. Number 10 tight end.
He's supposed to be really good.
All right.
But he got a touchdown against week one or something like that.
That's all I was saying. All right. Okay.
Hey, 86 was out there.
Yeah,
balling.
Man. Good for him, man. I love Dylan Bell. He just does whatever they need him to do to go out there and play and win football games, man. So good for him. Took a couple touchdown runs, a couple big-time catches for him also. I thought defensively, I mean, really wasn't a challenge, really. I mean, they made a couple plays. When you look at they're going to have to – you're stuck with the corners you're stuck with. You know what I mean? They just got to play better, Andy. They just got to play better. Shoe's going to have to put them in different positions and all those different things. Still can't get no damn sacks, which is making me mad because I spend more time yelling at my TV, get him, than anything now with Georgia. Just like, because they're right there.
Yep.
You got a hand on them. You just get them on the damn ground. But they finally got a sack from a defensive lineman late in the game, which is whatever. But, yeah, bounce back. Nice job by the Dogs. And get ready for a big one down there in Auburn.
Yeah, got Auburn on the Plains Saturday night. Be fun.
Yeah, man. Always is.
Be fun.
Always is.
Auburn kind of taking a little bit of a left turn after their nice start to the season.
Yeah.
They're unhappy with their coach.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
They're always unhappy.
They're always happy with their coach.
But understandably.
Yeah. I think Auburn's underachieving this year also. But, yeah, you know, it's Georgia. It's Auburn. It's in Auburn. Jordan Hare at night. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, should be fun. Should be a good one.
It's going to be crazy.
We'll get back into more that happened on Saturday in college football. Just a wild Saturday in college football. Haven't spent much time talking about Alabama and Vanderbilt yet. We'll get into that in about 15 minutes. Let's get into some of the other big stories from over the weekend, though. Again, bye week for the Falcons, a chance to rest up, get healthy, take a little mental break, physical break, all that kind of stuff. Back to work today?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, back to work today.
They're off today?
Oh, okay. Back to work. Are they gonna practice again someday?
I mean, it's not a practice or something, but they're in the building today. Okay. You're in the building on a Monday.
Gabe says they're not.
I think because of the Monday night game, because the schedule's off by a day, I think they don't return until tomorrow.
Well, at some point, those guys are going to go back to work.
All right, whatever, man. Whatever. I know that usually after a bye weekend, you're in on Monday. It ain't really a game planning day to get your ass back into their building.
Get in there. Get around each other. Look at some tape. The team that you're going to play a week from today played a really entertaining game last night, and they lost. The final two undefeated teams in the NFL lost yesterday, so there's none left.
God, I hate them Bills uniforms. Don't they look like they're old? Like, I thought it was Raiders uniforms.
It looks like a high school team.
Yeah, man, that was awful.
I know.
Man.
I'm very anti any of that kind of stuff. Yeah. But I'm pro fun games, and last night's Sunday night game was in large part because of this guy.
Play fake to Stevenson.
Oh,
May is pressured. Throws it. And he completes it to Derrick's escape to the 35. And dives across the 40.
What?
The play looked like it was over before it began. And Drake May found Stephon Diggs once again for a first down for the Patriots outside the 40.
If ain't nobody wanted to win a damn game more than Stephon Diggs yesterday. I mean, you look at it from the get-go. First play of the game was a throw to him. You know, he's getting back to who he was before the injury because he's just about right at a year off of that ACL injury. But, yeah, he played his ass off yesterday. Drake made a young quarterback, grew up. I thought
– that guy's strong as hell.
I thought the trust that Braves – and nobody trusts your players more than the head coach – putting Stevenson back in the game because he's so damn good. He can't hold on to damn football.
He's such a good running back.
Such a good running back. But he's just like – he just fumbles the damn ball. But they kept him in. He had a couple touchdowns. Josh Allen, he's a superstar. He tried his best to keep them in the game. But just the resilience and the fight that the Patriots showed last night and the injuries on the defensive side for Buffalo is like – it's so glaring. It's so glaring when you look at, you know – I mean, they got injuries on all three levels. And three of the best players on all three levels are injured and everything like that. I think they lost another one last night, if I'm not mistaken. So, they're
– Ed Oliver's still out.
Yeah, they're wounded, but they got – the X factor that you need in the NFL. They got a superstar damn quarterback that can will his team to win, but gives all the credit to Braves and the Patriots.
I don't want to go too far with it because he's very young. I don't want to say superstar or anything like that, but New England's got a quarterback too.
Yeah.
Drake May's a really good player.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Came up with a ton of huge throws late in that game. That one you just heard he's fighting off a line.
Like, just holding him off.
That was
– Yeah, I think he was –
That's a strong-ass
was
play.
Was he perfect in the second half? We might have just missed one throw in the second half of the game. But, yeah, he was outstanding.
That is a Mike Vrabel football team.
Yeah, man. That's going to continue to get better.
Yep.
Because they're not even that good.
Nope.
But their fight, they got his toughness, his grit about them. And, I still think that the Bills are the best team in that division. As you saw, the Dolphins lost to damn Carolina yesterday. But
the Jets are
a freaking awful.
Somebody's going to get fired soon.
And they're awful. They're so bad. But, give Braves all the credit, man. I mean, they gutted that win out last night.
I also like that he took the points at the end of the first half just to get something positive going to halftime,
right?
6-3.
Right.
Would have been very, I think, conventional these days to try to score the touchdown. If you don't get it, that's pretty frustrating to have the opportunity to have the lead at halftime and not. He was getting killed because everybody goes for it now, but he took the points, and lo and behold, they won by three.
They won by three.
So it's okay to take the points.
Crazy thing, ain't it?
It's okay to take the points.
Crazy damn world we live in.
It's funny that that now is counterculture.
Yes.
Like him taking the points there is like, wow, you shouldn't do that. The numbers say, 23-20.
Yeah.
And they beat the Bills. And that was the
at
first.
At their place.
Yeah, they beat the Bills in exactly a very difficult place to play. 100% with you on the jerseys. We'll get back into a lot of the other games from Sunday in an NFL no huddle. There's some teams that really ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
The Raiders.
Yes.
are a disaster.
Just, I mean, the thing about it is, like, if you look at Geno, Geno's interceptions, they're crazy.
They're crazy.
They're tipped.
Yeah.
And I mean,
bad luck. Some of them. Not all of them are bad luck.
Like, I think he got 11. Like, six of them are bad luck tips. You know? You're like, damn, Geno.
That team, man.
Yeah.
Like we said, the Giants lose to the Saints by 2 scores. You called that one.
Yeah.
And the Jets are 0-5, and they got worked.
The Jets are 0-5 going to England.
Ooh.
Yeah, go to London. Going for the London game to play against the Broncos. We had a nice win yesterday. We talked
really
about
nice
that.
One. Called that one, too.
But, yeah, AG, we love you.
Yeah, man.
A lot of people love you, brother, but that just looks bad.
Yeah, sometimes, we've seen it over the last couple of years in the NFL, when it's bad enough, they don't care how short of a time you've been there.
Yeah, man.
Hey, the Hawks have a preseason game tonight.
Which is crazy.
It is crazy. It does not feel like basketball season, but the Hawks have a preseason game tonight against the Houston Rockets. A lot of excitement for the Hawks.
It should be.
Very much looking forward to what they can be this year and get a sneak peek at it tonight. I mean, I don't know how much everybody's going to play. It's not like the NFL where nobody plays at all.
Right.
Like the starters will play. I don't know how much, but KD going to play for the Rockets?
I don't know. I don't know. I know that the Lakers played the Warriors. LeBron didn't play, but Steph played.
Right.
And so I'm assuming.
Well, they're going to be. They said they're being real careful with LeBron.
Yeah, and they should. Yeah, they should. Yeah.
He's 40.
He's 40 something like that. Yeah, let him play once a week or something.
Yeah, man.
You know, let him play once a week or something like that. But it's crazy that, I mean, they don't have no training camp or nothing. It's a couple practices and let's go. It's a quick turnaround, man. And so, I mean, you're going to see a lot more resting of guys. Not many guys going to be playing 35-plus minutes a night, I don't think, to start the season.
You're
going to
see some absolutely awful basketball
in
October and November.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
But some good basketball, too, and hopefully the Hawks play good.
That's unbelievable.
Atlanta United, speaking of awful, lost again. LAFC 1-0 goal in the 86th minute. Abe said they tried hard.
Yeah, that's all that matters. That's all that matters.
No. Here's what matters. There's only two left.
Two left.
That's what matters.
Two left. And then we can get they can hit the reset button.
They can bring back Tata.
Hit the reset button or something
Ta-ta
like that.
Back in here.
I
don't know.
I don't know what to say about this scene. Like most of us, we checked out on them a long time ago, man. And fortunately, this is a disastrous season. With, in my opinion, came with expectations.
Yeah, there was.
Okay.
People were fired up about it.
Okay.
It's supposed to be good, and then they were the worst they've ever been.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Got to tear it down before you build it back up, Andy.
That is true. One brick at a time.
One brick, Andy. Hey, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
You know, you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs.
Well, I mean, if you have the kind of milk that you have in the carton.
Oh, those. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You could have those.
Yeah, you can do that.
What do they call those?
Carton milk?
No, eggs.
Oh, egg whites.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like.
I like my eggs out of a shell.
Yeah, me and you both. Yeah,
like a pourable omelet.
Call me old school.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, dude. I remember, you know, I did that, you know, the egg white stuff that comes in the carton. It was cool for a little while.
Not anymore.
I need a yalla.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I need some yalla.
Some yolk in there.
I need some yalla eggs, man. I can't.
That's all the protein is.
You can't get
and the flavor
without any yolk.
Yeah, you can't get yolk without any yolk.
Damn right.
Yeah, that's.
Aren't we all trying to get yoked?
I like being yoked. Fred, guys, this Friday morning, join the morning shift for a special broadcast at Publix at Bankhead Landing in Atlanta. Come down, join the crew while you pick up your favorite tailgating items for this weekend's football action. It's brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. That's Friday, 6 to 9 at Publix and Buckhead Landing in Atlanta with the morning shift.
Great place to get eggs.
Yes.
By the way. We'll come back and get back into the college football Saturday. Alabama, Vanderbilt, Miami, Florida State, and then some of the really bad losses as well. Texas, Penn State. Yikes. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Monday morning, first hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We will get into an NFL No Huddle, back-to-back NFL No Huddles at noon and 12:20 as we recap everything that happened yesterday. On a stress-free Sunday for Falcons fans, got a chance to kick back and just watch everything else happen as the Falcons had the bye week. Next Sunday will be stress-free too because the Falcons don't play till Monday.
Right.
Pretty rare in the middle of the season to get all those days off in a row. So
yeah, man.
Good for them.
Yes, rest.
Problem is, then you got 13 straight on the backside of it, which is a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. You're going to get a bye week at some point. So hopefully they can get right physically this week and get ready for the Buffalo Bills, who got their first loss of the season last night.
Yeah, man. The Dolphins are popping bottles down in Miami.
Right.
Nobody's threatening the street.
Not this year's Dolphins.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, those
72
guys.
Dolphins.
Yeah. How many of those guys are left?
I know.
Zonka?
Yes, maybe a couple other, but I know Zonk because, yeah.
I know Mercury Morris was always
he passed away last year.
The loudest guy and really fun. We would always have him on the day after the last team lost in the NFL because the host of the morning show was a Dolphins fan.
Uh-huh.
So he'd have Mercury Morris on and they would celebrate together.
Okay, yeah. What Mercury said?
And RIP Mercury, he passed last year.
Don't be in the neighborhood, be on the street or something like that, he's always say. But, yeah, that won't happen. I always say this phrase, and don't listen to the fans because you've been in stands with them. You can't tell me that the offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles after that crap show yesterday wasn't listening.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't listening to the wide receivers.
Definitely.
Like, he is
he was influenced.
Yes, he was influenced. And they lost because of it.
Mm-hmm. It also helped, you know, it would help if they could block in the run game.
They're not a broken team because it's still 4-1. But they got some issues. They got some issues, and I think it's starting to show that it's the guy who called the plays.
Mm-hmm.
I just do. I don't know. I know the guys up front, you know, Lane's banged up.
Yeah, they got a lot of injuries
up front, but it just don't look good.
He's the same guy as last year?
No, Kellen Moore's guy last year.
Oh, right. Yeah, Kellen, that's right.
Yeah, he took over for Kellen Moore.
And Kellen Moore got his first win.
I told you, dog. Game ball, baby.
Game ball, Kellen. Boy. Damn Giants, man. I know they're bad, but that game was crazy.
It's unbelievable.
Jackson Dart got off to a good start, and then he's just like dribbling the ball down the field for no reason. No one even near him, and he
fumbles.
It's
unbelievable. My son, Isaiah, who is a Giants fan, hey, Dad, Jackson Dart's elite. And then, until he wasn't.
That was pretty funny.
And then I didn't hear no more from him.
Pretty funny. He's sitting there with us on Friday, and he was talking about the Giants. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot you're a Giants fan. Like, how again? Yeah. And he was like, yeah, Odell and all that. I was like, Odell, where's Odell? Not there.
Right.
Like, switch.
Yep.
If that's, you know, he's like, I'm a loyal guy.
And he is.
Like, all right, well.
Yeah, he's going down with that ship.
Yeah, well, they'll.
He's going down with that ship.
Well, that and, what do they say? That and $5 will get you a sandwich or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah, something
go down with them.
Yeah,
I'm not saying not anymore. You can't really get a sandwich.
Just don't be texting me with
it.
Every time they do something good. You know, every time Giants make a good play, you text me. Wow. And you text me when they say nothing bad. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but no, the Saints, I mean, it was only right that they got that win.
Yeah. It was I mean, only right. They're, you know, the Giants are terrible.
They are.
Saints also, I mean, somebody had to win.
Somebody had to win that damn football. Just like the game in Charlotte. Somebody had to win that
Dolphins
game.
Dolphins are awful. Somebody Panthers
had to
are terrible.
Yeah, somebody had to win
somebody
that damn
had to
game.
Win.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. It don't get too all up in the, oh my God. Like, somebody had to win the game.
Nah, there's some bad teams in the NFL this year, and sometimes they play
each other. They play each other, exactly. They play each other on a Sunday where you're like, okay, you even as a player, when you're on one of those bad teams, like, at least we might get us one today.
Yeah, we can. Today's the day.
Yeah, might.
Strap them up.
Yeah, we might get us one today, dog. Oh, my God.
There's some really good teams in college football this year as well. Maybe more good teams than there's ever been. I don't know how many great teams there are. I'm not going to sit here and say this team is that team isn't yet. There's still a lot of football yet to be played, but there's a lot of really good teams. I think we talked about this earlier in the show. Miami has thus far put together the most impressive resume of any of the teams sort of at that level. I think Ohio State's had a really nice start. I think Oregon has had a really nice start. There's a lot of teams that have a claim to one of the top resumes in college football. But what Miami did on Saturday night on the road, won the state championship. They beat everybody. Mm-hmm. They don't leave Florida till November, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
The whole, like, all their games, road games, were in Florida,
yep.
And then all the other games are at home. So they don't actually leave the state of Florida until November, which is pretty nice. Pretty nice little deal if you can set it up like that. But they're playing good, man. Their defense is very legit. And that Bain guy, he's like top six in Heisman odds.
He's playing so good. I'm just telling you, Malachi Toney, I remember the first game against Notre Dame, you saw this young man go out and do some stuff. He's special.
He's
a special, special player, man, at the receiver position, man. And, I mean, Carson got him one in him. I mean, just both touchdowns, it's just like this dude is just like running through the defense. They got angles on him.
He's just faster.
Just
than
passing
them.
Every damn body, man. I mean, just an outstanding performance by him. You know, the only thing about the game, Miami won the game, but like the fourth quarter, how they just like took their foot off the gas. Give Florida State credit. They battled. They fought all those different things. But I was like, why is Miami not like?
Yeah.
Like. This is what we talk about.
Yeah, step on the throat.
Yeah.
End this thing.
End the game.
Yeah, get out of here, man. Like, don't make it dicey in the fourth quarter when you don't have to. Florida State outscores them 19-0. And again, Miami was playing a very different style of football in the fourth quarter than they were in the first three, but you don't have to do that. Like put them away and make it a little bit more comfortable. Nonetheless, I mean, 28-22 is not a telling final score of that game. That game was 28-3. And then Miami took their foot off the accelerator.
Yes, and that's the thing about it is that will you do that again? Because, I mean, you know, Florida State had a passing game. You know, Castellanos, he wants to – Gus, we know this. They want to run the football to set up those different passing options and everything. And give Miami credit. They shut everything down. Mm-hmm. Miami was hitting, smacking Florida State in the mouth that whole game. I just didn't like the fact. I was like, damn, are they going to let them come back in this damn game? Because I think if they got the ball one more time – talking about Florida State.
Because it's hard to ramp it back up once you've sort of eased up as much as they did.
Yeah,
and again, like that, you know, not to sit here and like and nitpick now that they've played this well and have that record, but that's one of the reasons why, and you could do this with any of these teams, really. That's one of the reasons why when you look at them, even if you're making the argument that they've, you know, they've got the claim to number one right now, they got warts too.
Yeah.
I mean, they got issues themselves, just like Ohio State does, just like Oregon does. On down the line. And when you look at the top three highest ranked SEC teams, I don't think anybody would have predicted this five games into the year. Ole Miss is fourth, and this is the AP poll.
Mm-hmm.
Ole Miss is fourth, Texas A&M with a really nice win on Saturday.
Very good win.
Is fifth, and Oklahoma is sixth.
Yes.
Not Alabama.
Nope.
Not Georgia.
Nope.
Not Texas,
nope.
Who's supposed to, you know, skate to the national championship with Arch. Those guys, which is such a reminder of the leveling of the playing field this year at the top level. And again, I think all those teams have a great opportunity, certainly a great opportunity to make the playoff, but I think any of those teams have an opportunity to win the national championship.
I do too. I'm right there with you, man. I think the field is still wide open. Great win for Alabama this weekend.
Yeah.
As you know, Vanderbilt, you talked about it at the start of the show, they came in with a game plan and they were executing it. I just thought, you know, as good as Ty Simpson, he was really good. Pavia wasn't as Pavia, but he had some good moments in the game.
He made some mistakes.
He did. He made a lot of mistakes in that game. Like you said, having Jim Miller back, being able to run the football along with Ty Simpson, Ryan Williams is playing well. We know Bernard is a baller.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if Ty Simpson keeps playing like that, they got to go to Missouri. And I'm not saying Missouri is a world beater, but Missouri at in Columbia. It's going to be a tough. It's going to be a tough game for Alabama this weekend coming up against Mizzou, who is, you know, they got a quarterback. We just talked about him. They pinch, they get rid of the wrong quarterback. I mean, because this kid's playing lights out.
Yeah.
And they can run the hell out of the football.
I just back to Alabama for a minute. I like all Alabama's pass catchers. Like, obviously, Ryan Williams is the headliner. Jeremy Bernard is fantastic.
He's awesome.
He was on that DeBoer Washington national championship, the team that went to the championship. He was like their fourth receiver.
Oh, he came over. Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah,
he was, okay.
He was on that team.
Okay.
And had some big plays on that team too. Isaiah Horton's really good, and then that tight end Josh Cuevas is talented too.
He's nice.
Alabama's, and they got so many dudes on defense. Yes. That was the thing that was so shocking about their performance against Florida State in week one was that defense that we were so sure was going to be, and they are, and they're looking better every week.
See, I'm trouble with the run.
Yeah.
Still having trouble with the run.
But that play that is the kid's name Justin Jefferson? Yeah, it is. They have their own Justin Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
The kid that he made, the play that he made on Pavia in that second quarter when Vanderbilt was going down the field to take the lead. Like they were going to go up two scores if they scored there. Alabama gets that turnover. They go down the field and score and don't look back from that point. I don't think they allowed any points after that, actually. That changed that game. And again, that just felt like one of those plays that Alabama used to make.
Yep.
That now it's
I mean, Pop is going in.
All right.
He's going in to score and then just lose the football, man. But big shout out to Vandy, because they're different today. Now, are they going to keep this going as far as after Pavia leaves? Because he's such a big part. And when the hell did Johnny Manziel become a Vanderbilt fan? I saw him all over the screen on Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah. So
He was like getting into it with Alabama fans and stuff.
Like, I understand why.
I don't.
Relax.
I genuinely don't.
Yeah, because he's
a commentator or something?
No, he's a dork. That's all. He's a dork.
Why is he a Vanderbilt fan?
I don't, because of Pavia. And,
oh,
you know,
okay.
he wears number two like Pavia, Johnny Manziel. And, I mean, whatever, man. You went to A&M. Why weren't you at the big game at A&M?
Yeah, they had a big game.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think they messed with him like that at A&M, though.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think they messed with him like that.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm with you on Vanderbilt. Like, it's definitely a different era there. And Clark Lee's done a great job.
Yeah,
I remember, there's been a lot of guys that have said a lot of stuff that we've sort of laughed at on this show. When he went to the SEC Media Days a couple years back and said that they want to win a national championship at Vanderbilt, everybody laughed at him, even though it's the right thing to say, and they're not going to. But to be on game day against Alabama because you beat them last year is leaps and bounds from where that program has ever been. And here's the thing, like, they were competitive in that football game, man. Like, they were as one score going in the fourth quarter. I know the final score is 30-14, and Alabama got that late touchdown, which, by the way, helped out, a lot of bettors.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Alabama fans happy about that one in the stands late.
Florida got something.
I want to be just one more.
Okay.
Vanderbilt's got some big opponents
coming
up.
Yes, they do.
They've got LSU. They've got Missouri. They've got Texas. Like,
it can either fall off.
They're going to beat one of those teams.
Yes.
Like, they're not a joke.
No.
I'm not saying they're going to go to the playoff, but they're going to beat one of those teams.
Yeah,
sorry. Go on.
I was going to say, and Florida, we were having fun with the whole Wayne Fonts and everything with him. But, I mean, Lagway was great. They ran the hell out of the football. Florida ran the hell out of football. And Dallas Wilson, I didn't know nothing about it. I remember hearing about him in spring. Was like, this kid is like out here. He's the one. And then, I mean, he gets his first time, and he goes out there and just shows his ass. Like, this dude was like just throwing Florida defenders off of him. And, you know, they were able to find a way to get the win. I think they had the bye week, too. And so they gave Lagway some extra time to get healthy and do those things. I don't know what the hell to say about Texas.
I mean,
I don't know.
I do.
I don't know.
I do. They have no run game, which is crazy for a Texas football team to say. And the quarterback that needs to be great in order for them to win games like this and be a national championship contender is only good.
Yes.
And again, like, you know, that's not a criticism. That's not, I guess it's kind of a criticism, but it's, you know, to say that he's not as good as his uncle, or he's not as good.
There's not too many quarterbacks that are better than his uncle.
No, there aren't. In fact, like one. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. So to say that he's not living up to the hype was astronomical. It's also not his fault.
It's not.
He played okay on Saturday. He played okay. He played about as good as he can.
Yeah.
He's going to miss some throws. He made some really nice throws. He can use his legs a little bit, but he's not. And there are guys in college football this year that are capable of willing their teams to victory.
He's just not one of them.
He's just not one of them.
He's not one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, Texas, I mean, they are, you know, they got a big one coming. They got next week, coming up this weekend, they got Oklahoma. They obviously got Georgia in Athens down the road. I mean.
And I know this is not what the trajectory was supposed to be for Arch Manning, but, like, remember, the first year Quinn Ewers started at Texas, he was up and down. It was okay.
Yeah.
And then the second year they went to the playoff, and then the third year they went to the playoff. And so, patience.
No, not with that.
He looks like a first-year starter to me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I know he played sparingly.
I know his name is Arch Manning and Paul Feinbaum, and people said crazy stuff, but, like, I don't know. He looks like a first-year starter that's learning on the job.
Yeah. Hey, man, Sports Radio 99 The Game is your home for live college football coverage in Atlanta every Saturday starting at 8 with College Football Game Time brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com and by Alumni Hall. Shop for UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and all those other fans. Their stuff there also with Fricky Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman. They will set the stage for the big matchups. And then at 11 a.m. on this station, we have Ohio State taking on Illinois. That's this Saturday on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. We'll switch from Saturday to Sunday coming up next. NFL No Huddle times 2, 45 minutes of professional football coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.